by the host country, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan, which arranged the session. The discussions are aimed at a political settlement to the long-running war in Afghanistan. Representatives of the Afghan government were not part of the initial meeting, though there is apparently a delegation standing by, sent in from Kabul. U.S. President Donald Trump had urged Pakistani President Imran Khan to help get the insurgents to the table. Saudi Arabia has struck back hard at a bipartisan U.S. Senate resolution to end American military support for Saudi forces in Yemen, and another which blames Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The foreign ministry in Riyadh said the Senate action was blatant interference in the kingdom's internal affairs and was based on unsubstantiated claims and allegations. There is a deadline looming in the United States. The issue was a new federal spending plan and President Trump's insistence that it include a down payment on his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. We have a report from AP's Mike Gracia.
Although the clock is ticking toward a possible partial government shutdown next Friday, there's no sign of urgency in Washington. The House is on an extended five-day weekend, and work won't resume until Wednesday night. The Senate is on a three-day break, with work resuming Monday. The key issue holding up a spending bill is President Donald Trump's insistence that funding for his border wall must be included. The president wants $5 billion, but Democratic leaders are offering no more than $1.6 billion. Without a resolution, parts of the federal government would shut down at midnight to December 21st. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A suspected gas explosion injured more than 40 people in a Sunday night restaurant explosion in Japan. It happened in Sapporo, the capital city of Hokkaido. The powerful explosion shattered windows and scattered wooden building debris across a wide area, and a fire burned for 6 hours. None of the injuries was thought to be life-threatening. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes in Somalia, and there are early reports of success. AP's Karen Shamus tells us more.
The U.S. military's Africa Command said it carried out four strikes on December the 15th, in which 34 people were killed, and two more on December 16th, which killed 28. The command went on to say that no civilians were injured or killed in the attacks. All six strikes were carried out in close coordination with Somalia's government, which, according to the military, were conducted to prevent al-Shabaab from using remote areas as a safe haven to plot, direct, inspire and recruit for future attacks, as they're prone to doing in those areas. I'm Karen Shamas.
Turkey says President Trump has told Turkish President Erdogan that Washington is working on extraditing U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of orchestrating a failed Turkish coup in 2016. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has a report.
Gulen, who denies any involvement in the failed coup, has been in self-imposed exile in the U.S. for the last two decades. While Turkey has long sought his extradition, Trump said last month he wasn't considering sending the preacher back. That's because the U.S. is trying to get Turkey to ease pressure on Saudi Arabia over the killing of a Saudi journalist in Istanbul. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was also brought up by Turkey's Çavuşoğlu as he criticized the response from European countries.
And many European countries who are promoting the freedom of media, freedom of the expression, are closing their eyes.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday delivered a rare rebuke to Trump over his support for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who it blames for Khashoggi's death.
That was David Doyle of Reuters. China has allowed the Canadian ambassador to meet with a second Canadian citizen Beijing has detained. This in the wake of Canada's arrest of senior Huawei telecom executive Meng Wanzhou this month in Vancouver. Paul Evans at the University of British Columbia says Meng's detention on a U.S. warrant raises broad concerns about the economic and political competition between the U.S. and China.
This is a hornet's nest that has been hit, that is harming Canada-China relations, and that is showing the delicacy of the Canadian position caught between Washington and China.
Evans spoke in Vancouver, where Meng Wanzhou is free on bail. In France, once again, it's the day after another weekend of yellow vest protests sparked by the rising cost of living. Though the movement shows signs of losing momentum, protesters continued demanding that French President Emmanuel Macron resign. Gene Randall, CNN News, VOA News.
Music today, the voice of America, VOA1. I wanna be an